So Peter, I think, had been associated with London Insight at least as long as anybody in this room. He worked with Roger, who ran London Insight for a time. He worked with Louise when Louise was first associated with London Insight. They both remember him, as we all do, with great affection. Roger and I were at the funeral on Friday, and Roger spoke a few words about Peter at that time. Peter was a regular member of a small sitting group which met in my house, and I've known him for, I think, 7 or 8 years. And I think everybody who knew Peter was impressed with his directness, with the effort that he put into his practice, with his concern for other people. He was such a valuable member of the London Insight team. Whatever needed doing, Peter would be there to do it. If there was ever any nonsense floating around, Peter would be there to cut through it and give us the common sense view of things. He was always smiling. You can see from the picture that was such a characteristic expression. He loved being outdoors. We found out a great deal about his very active social and voluntary work when we went to the funeral, all kinds of things that we hadn't known about him before, and that showed what a very full life he led. And I think although we're horrified, obviously, at his sudden death, there's also, as Bhante said earlier, a feeling of celebration and joy that he didn't hang on into an infirm old age. He would have hated that, we all know that. The way he left us was very hard for everybody around him. But for him, it really was perhaps not such a bad way to go.
Very good. So when we bring to mind somebody who's died, it's an opportunity really to bring these qualities to mind and to take that person as an exemplar so that we ourselves aspire to those same qualities. For those of us who believe that there is an onward going and that Peter is on the next part of his long journey, you can also direct your goodwill towards him so that our goodwill may or may not affect him, but at least it's good for us to know that we're making an effort. So I'll chant this discourse, the discourse of Metta, and then as I'm doing it, you can read it in English if you wish, or just spend your time making these good wishes. I'm wondering whether, should we read it before I do the chanting? Do you want to read it out, the actual? Have you got it in English?
In English.
Do
you want me to read it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you are wise and want to reach the state of peace, you should behave like this. You should be upright, responsible, gentle, and humble. You should be easily contented and need only a few things. You should not always be busy. You should have the right sort of work. Your senses should be controlled and you should be modest. You should not be exclusively attached to only a few people. You should not do the slightest thing that a wise person could blame you for. You should always be thinking, may all beings be happy. Whatever living beings there are, be they weak or strong, big or small, large or slender, living nearby or far away, those who have already been born and those who have yet to be born, may all beings, without exception, be happy. You should not tell lies to each other. Do not think that anyone anywhere is of no value. Do not wish harm to anyone, not even when you are angry. Just as a mother would protect her only child at the risk of her own life, so you should let the warmth of your heart go out to all beings. Let your thoughts of love go through the whole world with no ill will and no hate. Whether you are standing, walking, sitting, or lying down, so long as you are awake, you should develop this mindfulness. This, they say, is the noblest way to live. And if you do not fall into bad ways, but live well and develop insight, and are no longer attached to all the desires of the senses, then truly you will never need to be reborn in this world again.
So these are the Buddha's instructions on how to live a good life. So that's what I'm going to chant. And I'm sending those thoughts out to Peter. And it's up to you to choose any of those thoughts and just direct them to the image in your mind. You're using the image in your mind to direct those thoughts to him. Okay. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Karaniyam gatta kusalena yantam santam padanga bisamecha sako jucha sujucha suvacho cha samudu anatimani santu sako cha subharo cha apaki cho cha salahu kauti Santendro cha nipako cha apaga bokulesu ananugido. Nachaku dansa machare kenchi yena winyu pare upawadeyon. Sukino wake nino hontu sabe sata bawantu sukitata. Yeke chi pana butati tassa wata wara wa ana wasesa. Diga wa ye mahanta wama jima rasa kanu katuna. Dita wa ye wa adita ye chadure wa santi awidure. Buta wa samba wezi wa sabe sata bawantu sukitata. Na paro parang nikubeta, nati manyata kata chinen kenchi. Biaro sanna patiga sanya, nanya manya sadukangi cheya. Mata yata niyang putang, na yusai kaputang ganurake. E wampi sababute su, mana samba waye aparimanang. Meten cha sabha lokasmin pana sambha vaye aparivanam. Udanga docha tiriancha asampatanga veranga sapatam. Titancharan nesino vasayano vayavatasa vigatamido. Etan satin aditeya brahmangetang viharangitamahu. Ditincha anupagama sila wa dasanena sampano kame su venaya gedan nahi jatu gabaseyan punare titi bhavatu sabba mangalam rakkantu sabba devata sabba buddhanu bhavena sabba dhammanu bhavena Sabba sanganu bhavena sadasoti bhavantu te.